We have very good relations with Caritas Internationalis here. Are you connected to them?
Yes, Caritas Germany is a founding member of Caritas Internationalis. And we work together with many colleagues in the Caritas network, and our main focus of our international work is to support Caritas organizations in other countries to help people in need.
I understand that you also have a domestic program, shall we call it?
Yes.
Is that right?
That's totally right, yes.
How large is Caritas Germany? Does it spread across Germany?
Yes. Our members are the 27 diocesan Caritas organizations. There's a local Caritas organization in every town and every district in our country. Our members are the congregations who render hospitals or other services for people in need, and the organizations of volunteers working for Caritas.
Do you have many volunteers?
It's difficult to count them very exactly, but what we exactly know are our professionals. They are working around 500,000 employees in Caritas services and maybe 300 or 400,000 volunteers working in some or another way for Caritas on a parish level or supporting services like in hospitals or homes for elderly people.
So it's a lot of people. What would you say the main issues you tackle are?
You have to understand that Germany has a system of social services which is quite different to other countries. After World War I and World War II, the state was not able to take care for the need of the people. So German politicians thought much more in a sense of cooperating with civil society organizations and with the church than in other countries. And especially in Germany, the Catholic principle of subsidiarity was very strong. So our system is much more in a sense of subsidiarity. We can do this help with the constant support by the social security system and the state.
On his arrival, Pope Benedict actually spoke of the concept of subsidiarity and encouraged it.
Yes, we think it's a very important principle. The state, even in a social security system and a welfare state like Germany, the state can't solve social problems without the engagement of private organizations, welfare organizations, and the engagement of many volunteers. So we want to render a service for the society with high quality services for ill people, hospitals, for handicaps, for elderly people. But besides that, we also have a function in Germany to be a voice for those people who are on the edge of the society, people living on the street, poor people, drug addicts, and so on. So Caritas make assistance for normal people, the normal population, but also for people who are in a destitute situation.
And there's been much talk about the poor. I think last year was the year for the poor in Europe, and there are more and more poor people in Europe, also probably because of the influx of immigrants. Who would you say in Germany, who are these poor people?
Yeah. Of course, being poor in Germany means something different than being poor, for example, in Romania or in a third world country. You are accounted in Germany as somebody who has a risk of poverty when your monthly income is below 900 euro. And the income distribution in Germany, like in many other industrialized countries, became more unequal in the last few decades. So we have people in a risk of poverty. But the groups which have a higher risk of poverty are long-term unemployed people, are single parents, and are those parts of the migrant population which have low vocational education. And Caritas Germany, at the one side, makes political lobbying for a good material support, social assistance for poor people, but also we lobby for those who are poor at the moment can get an access to education, can get an access to vocational training, and to the labor market so that they can overcome their situation of poverty.
You must have a very capillary organization if you're going in to intervene in all these sectors.
I have to correct maybe a wrong impression. It's not the headquarters of Caritas Germany who manage this program. It's a very decentralized organization. It's all done on the diocesan or on the local level, and those Caritas people on the local level, they are in negotiations with the city authorities. They organize funds. We at the headquarters, we do political lobbying. We make discussions on political issues. We organize benchmarking. We organize quality monitoring systems and so on.
Well, actually, I discovered during this journey that there is this very strong tie between churches and the state, and therefore the whole concept of subsidiarity and the funding you receive from the state.
We receive, at one side, funding, it's not correct to say by the state, by the social security systems. So everybody in Germany is, or nearly everybody in Germany, is member of a insurance system. So when he goes to a Catholic hospital, the Catholic hospital receives the same amount of money as this person would went to a state-run or a private hospital. When you go to a home for elderly people, you get funds from the insurance system for care. So these funds can be used to fund services done by Caritas. And then our other services where we directly get subsidies by the state, so assistance for homeless people, assistance for drug addicts, or for other people in destitute need.
During this visit to Germany, on the very last day, the Pope is going to receive a group of social workers, can we call them, people who are committed to lending their service. Why do you think he's chosen to highlight this aspect?
I'm very sure that the Pope highlights this aspect because he wants to make a sign that assistance to people in need, the Caritas dimension, is a pillar of our faith and is one of the important ways to express our faith and to show to society what is the task of Catholics who are engaged in their society.
Dr. Kremer, you've, I think, probably seen the Pope on television.
I will see him on Saturday when he visits the place around our cathedral, and I will see him when he will have the Mass on Sunday morning, and I'm very glad that also I can visit the speech he will give in Freiburg.
Good. I didn't realize you were going to be present. What are your thoughts regarding this very moving trip that he's making back to his homeland?
Yes, he visits his homeland, and we are very glad for that. I hope that he will encourage all those who are engaged in the church, and I hope that he will give a sign for what the church is standing and fighting, and that he will have an impact on the impression of the church in our society.
Do you think your society could do with that?
A short visit, even by the Pope, can't solve problems of a society or problems of the local church, but the visit of the Pope can highly influence the way we see the problems and the way we speak on faith and society.